From Jessamine Stanley, fucking season bonus. Kink is the healing practice that changed my life. I've talked a lot this month about pleasure, bodies, gender, power, and connection. This piece is about why those things matter and how kink has become one of the most meaningful healing practices in my life. This is a conversation about kink as practice, not performance. Kink is often defined as non-conventional sexual practices or fantasies. That definition is fine, but it's incomplete. Kink is a bend, a deviation from the scripts we're handed about how we're supposed to want, feel, behave, and relate. And importantly, kink is not always sexual. Kink can be solo or relational, platonic, romantic, or sexual, psychological, physical, or both at its core. Kink is about intention, consent, and exploration. We all carry things we don't talk about. Fear, shame, unresolved grief, old power dynamics, unmet needs. When those things stay buried, they don't disappear, they run the show quietly from behind the scenes. Kink creates a container where those experiences can be named, negotiated, explored safely, and released without judgment. It gives form to things that are otherwise too big, too complicated, or too socially unacceptable to touch in everyday life. Every human has trauma. That's not pessimism, it's reality. For many people, kink becomes a way to work with power and control, vulnerability, trust, fear, and safety. Often, kink connects back to early relationships, family, caregivers, authority, belonging. These themes are hard to unpack in daily life, but kink offers clear boundaries, consent, and ritual. That structure is what makes it healing. A healthy kink relationship is heavily negotiated. That means boundaries are discussed openly, consent is ongoing, care is prioritized before, during, and after. This is why kink can feel safer than many vanilla relationships, because the expectations are explicit instead of implied. Playtime isn't about chaos. It's about trust with structure. Shame is what keeps us small. Shame is what convinces us we're broken. Shame is what blocks creativity, pleasure, intimacy, and self-trust. Kink, like yoga, therapy, art, or ritual, can be a way to meet shame without letting it drive. When practiced with care, kink says, you're allowed to want what you want. You're allowed to feel what you feel. You're allowed to explore safely. This isn't an argument that everyone should practice kink. It is an invitation to ask better questions. What are you drawn to? What brings you alive? What scares you? What parts of yourself want gentleness, structure, intensity, rest? What practices help you feel more at home in your body? Whether your path is kink, yoga, therapy, prayer, art, or something else entirely, the work is the same. Coming home to yourself without shame.